Were those live? Did you do those live?
We will return to the Casper Cartoon Festival after these messages.
You know, at times we did. And but most of them were recorded, and they were fun to do. I used to have a lot of fun with the Rockford Files too. You know, we carried that series for forever, and there were great shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they really aren't on anymore.
I think you have to go to Channel 99. I think to find them. Yeah, they're out there. It's just not as easy to find as they were when we had five channels.
Yeah, yeah. The Rockford Files are next, and now here's Jimmy.
Heart to Heart is next, and then the Twilight Zone, right here on Channel 9.
This makes it feel good that you're watching Love Boat, and you watch Heart to Heart, and then Twilight Zone about noon. That's a little different time for me to watch Twilight Zone.
Yeah, well, the Love Boat. It was a great time for announcers. You know, at one time, announcers were key actors in this whole business, and now they're kind of relegated to the sidelines.
Or there's a national announcer doing 20 different stations, probably in an afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. It's changed a lot, and I know that you're a producer and a media historian, and I really appreciate all that you're doing in the Twin City market in particular. And you've taken a few of my things out of the archives, you know. And my wife said to me, Mary, who is incidentally a opera singer and actress and a professor, said to me, well, you ought to be pretty happy that somebody would take you out of the archives. And I said, I am. I'd say that Tom Osmond. He knows talent when he sees it, I'd say.
Well, Ernie, I have an eye for talent. No, when I post things on tcmedianow.com, I get a lot of comments and hits about who did that voiceover. I know that voice, and luckily a few of us in the internet sphere know these names behind the voices, and then we're able to educate people on who was, no, this was Al, this was Ernie,
yeah.
Martz, Ernie Anderson, even though I need that, you know, to be clarified sometimes apparently this morning. Let's listen to you announcing another program that I think that nightly people would remember.
Join us for a full hour of local, national, and world news on Primetime News next on Channel 9. KMSP-TV, Minneapolis, St. Paul. From Independent News in New York and the Channel 9 news team in the Twin Cities, this is Primetime News.
Good evening, I'm Rod Grams in the Twin Cities. From the Channel 9 newsroom tonight, a meeting in St. Paul regarding charges of police brutality. We'll have a live report.
You know, there's something I'd like to mention that I'm the most proud of is the work I've done for the Braille and Deaf Academy in Faribault, where I've recorded some talking books for the blind.
Oh, yes.
Digital books for the blind. And I was just down there yesterday for their Christmas party. They do marvelous work there. And they have seven of my books out in circulation at several libraries, National Library Service libraries throughout the country. And they're William Durbin books, some of them. He lives up in Lake Vermilion. He's a great writer and writes about the French voyageurs and the Lake Vermilion and up Grand Marais and all that. And I did those books, and I'm very pleased that somebody who is blind can listen to those. And that's the most important thing I've ever done in this business.
Do they have a website that we can share?
I think they do, but I couldn't give it to you right offhand. But it's in Faribault. It's the Blind and Braille Academy there. They do marvelous work, and I was very pleased to do those as a volunteer.
Off-air, give me the website, and we'll post that onto the TC Media Now page and the Facebook page.
Yeah, well, I'd appreciate that. And one other thing, I did another tour in the Navy, too, just to give you a little update. I got recalled. I took a voluntary recall during the Berlin crisis, so I was gone again. But I did some work at American Forces Radio and Television. And I ran across a book called Brass Button Broadcasters, which is out. And I'm in this thing, and it's got all these Hollywood people and the people that worked in the entertainment right. business mm-hmm. on American Forces Radio and Television. Lo and behold, there's a picture of me doing a weather show from a Quonset hut in Keflavik, Iceland. And I had no idea that picture was there. And I'm very pleased that it
That's
is.
That's great.
There. Yeah, that was... American Forces Television, radio.
So what are you up to these days? What's a typical week for you?
Well, I just returned from doing some hurricane disaster recovery work with FEMA. I've been with FEMA for 6 years. I've done 10 deployments throughout the country as a public information officer and a writer. However, I've come to the end of that because I can't do the work anymore. Hours are 14, 15 hours a day, 30 days a week, a month. And it takes a lot out of you. There are a lot of good people in FEMA. They're working very, very hard. And I was a part of it, and I was glad to be there. And then I also do I also did some podcasting work for them and some public service announcements.
Right.
And then I auditioned with the Wayman Agency. Calls me up once in a while when they need an old guy. And I go out and I just had an interview with a Minnesota mining deal, but I didn't get it.
You're not old, but you can play one on TV.
Yes. Oh, yes, I'd be very good at that.
You did a lot of commercials, too, and I want to play just a couple of these commercials because there's some good stuff. You talk about the archive. There's some companies that are no longer in existence because they stopped using you and they stopped using your commercials. And I only can assume that's why they went down. So let's listen to a couple of those.
It's not easy to keep a good credit rating these days.
Oh,
and if credit's
never
a problem
was.
For you, then listen to this. At Curtis Mathis of Coon Rapids, we handle our own financing. That means you don't have to qualify through a bank or some finance company to buy a Curtis Mathis TV, video cassette recorder, or home entertainment center. Check it out with this Curtis Mathis of Coon Rapids special. This week only, buy a portable color TV with a 4-year warranty for only $4.99. Credit is no problem at Curtis Mathis of Coon Rapids. Call 755-7980. You don't need a computer to figure out where to shop for your back-to-school shoes. Conco Shoes has the Nike Journey, sale priced for just $7.99. Plus Cherokee and Child Life leather shoes at only $9.99. And Sperry by Stride Rite leather penny loafers for just $16.99. But if you want a computer,
I bought one.
Conco is giving away 8 Apple IIc personal computers free, courtesy of Personal Business Systems. So come on in and register. And remember, Conco does not sell cheap shoes. Conco sells good shoes cheap.
And real quick, I want to talk about you did Best Buy ads
yes.
before anyone else did Best Buy ads.
Yes, I was called in to Dick Schultz, had the Sound of Music store that got ruined by a tornado. Channel 9 and Dick got together, and they decided to have me help them sell some stuff out at the fairgrounds on a Tornado Madness sale. And we did live television, and we sold them out. And Dick looked at that, and he said, boy, he said, I better start doing this. And he changed the name to Best Buy Company, and I opened all of his stores here locally with live 2-minute television commercials, all of them ad-lib, and they were based pretty much on my admiration for Steve Allen, one of the great showmen of all time and a very talented guy.
Let's listen to one.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the place to be if you want to save money tonight. And I'm Ernie Martz, and we're live at the Best Buy Company's Northtown Superstore in beautiful downtown Blaine. Our other stores are closed for the evening, but we'll be open here at Northtown until 9 o'clock tonight, just off University Avenue North. With our live TV crew, we'll be here with Channel 9 giving free popcorn and balloons for the kids. Glenn, come on over here. Could you tell us about what's going on here?
Now, Ernie, the Best Buy Company's having a giant warehouse sale at all 9 stores. Our warehouse was overstocked. So they shipped all the gear to the stores. Come here, I'll show you about it, okay?
All right, let's go over here.
Sets over here.
All right.
Okay, Maxell, UDXL 2C90s.
All right.
Over here, just $179 each. Limit of 10 of them, though. TDK, T120 tapes, videotapes, just $4.79 each after rebate when you buy a three-pack. Sorry, limit six tapes per customer.
I'm coming down now. I'm gonna solid gold's on, but I'm going to turn it off and go on down to Best Buy.
Free popcorn, you know, you can't go wrong.
Ernie, thank you for coming in today. It's again, as a Generation Xer and someone who grew up listening to you, it's been great to be able to know you and listen to your voice in a non-commercial, non-voiceover setting, and hopefully we'll have you back here soon.
It was my pleasure to be here, and I want to thank the folks out there who might remember some of the things I've done over the years. You've been with me. You know my ups and downs, and I love you all, and Minnesota's a great state, and I appreciate the fact that you watched or listened every once in a while. It's been great.
Voice of Ernie is on tcmedianow.com. We're going for a quick break with Flashback Twin Cities. This is Tom Osmond on KLBB Club 1220. Flashback Twin Cities. Tom Osmond for our next segment here. Again, thank you to Ernie Martz for coming in today and letting us listen to some of his great voiceovers from his career. We talked last week about Christmas specials, and we all know the Frosty, the Rudolphs, the ones that are aired every year. They make us feel good. They're very sugary. They're very sweet. Every sitcom, every drama, at least in the last couple of decades, also did a Christmas special or a Christmas show every year. One of the main characters might find the true meaning of Christmas or might discover that their best friend actually does not have a Christmas and they're going to bring a tree over, or some horrible thing happens that all gets resolved within a half hour. You know, All in the Family, which was the number one sitcom for many years in the 1970s and probably one of the most groundbreaking shows in history, always took Christmas and always took these episodes a little bit deeper and always a little bit more controversial than your standard sitcom fare. One memorable episode, which aired in 1976, was called The Draft Dodger. And just to set up a little bit of the premise, let's hear a little bit of how this show started.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
Honey, this is a friend of mine, David Brewster. Remember I told you about him?
Oh, yeah, David.
Hi, nice to meet you, Gloria.
Nice to meet you. I thought you were supposed to stay in Canada.
This week, I'm your friendly fugitive from justice.
Hey, come on, don't talk like that.
Yeah. Well, put on a happy face. It's Christmas Eve and you're among friends. Thanks. There's no problem here.
Oh, God, I hate starching my shirts.
Except one.
David, have you met my father yet?
No, not yet.
You're in for a big treat. Conservatively speaking, if you know what I mean.
Oh, look, maybe I better clear out of here. No.
So Mike's friend David comes to Christmas dinner, a draft dodger, which obviously is going to bring some big problems for Archie Bunker, a very, very right-wing Richard Nixon supporter. And with me on the line, we have Rennie Temple, who played David the Draft Dodger in that episode from 1976. Good morning, Rennie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for being on this morning. I know it's a early morning out in L.A.
Yeah, I'll get you for this, Tom.
Oh, well, I deserve it. Rennie, tell me about being cast as David and how you were selected.
Actually, it was a lot different than any show. Nobody's ever asked me that question. I was brought in, and I'm sure as others were, and we went, instead of being in a casting room or in a conference room, I was led right to Paul Bogart, the director, who actually won an Emmy for this episode as director. And I just sat literally in a very small office, literally just across the desk from him, and he read the other parts that you just heard, Archie and Meathead, read the other parts, and I just sat in a chair right across the table from his desk, and he just looked at me when we finished, and he said, "Just a minute," and he called Al and I forgot the other producer's name, Al Burton, and I can't think of it. From down the hall, said, "Come on in," and they just stuck their heads in the door, and he said, "I think we've got our draft dodger. Is that okay?" And they went, "Yeah, sure," and that was it.
What did you think of the script when you read the script? What did you think of the script? I mean, was it a topic that intrigued you?
I loved the script. Originally, he was actually not a draft dodger, but a draft deserter. He was actually in the Army, David Brewster, my character, and had, you know, left the Army and had snuck across the border. And after a couple of meetings or so, and of course with the network, they decided that a guy who had gone AWOL was actually a criminal, as opposed to a deserter who just kind of, I'm not a deserter, a guy who went AWOL is a deserter. Somebody who was a draft protester and went up to Canada actually was less of an enemy, and they didn't like the idea of having a guy who was AWOL being the hero of the show. I thought the script was great. One of the most interesting things of the show is when we were in rehearsal, the Monday through Friday process, after the table read, and every day after that, the table read is when you all sit around the table and read the script for the first time. For that day, Monday and Tuesday, Rob Reiner and Carol O'Connor would go over to a corner, and they would tweak the script, and to make sure that Archie Bunker, the character, did not get the laughs in the wrong place,
right?
Because the live audience watching were mostly conservative.
Oh, but lost Runny.
Sorry about that. That's kind of weird.
Okay. Well,
the trouble was they thought Archie was right, so they wanted to make sure Carol and Rob that the laughs were kind of at the expense of Archie, not because Archie was correct.
Exactly.
So they were very careful about that.
And it's tough because you do have an audience, American audience, where this, again, as in most parts of history, it's a very divided audience, and you can't dismiss half your audience. And what's interesting, I thought, about this topic was, and I've seen more TV than any human being should, that in this era, Vietnam was not discussed. While the war was going on, no sitcom or no drama even covered it. You didn't think it existed. Hardly at all, and even at this point,
the
war
that happens right up to this day too. By the way,
right?
Go ahead.
And the war being not even a year and a half over with, it still wasn't something that was talked about. And now it's in a Christmas episode of all times to bring it up at Christmas time, and here you are at the Bunker's house for dinner, and because it's Saturday morning radio, I can't play the tirade Archie goes into, but I've seen every episode of the show, and I think that your character made Archie more angry than I think Rob Reiner Meathead did in 10 years.
It was a weird feeling. That was my first television show. I had done lots of TV commercials before that and lots of theater, but this was the first time I was on my first television show, and it was All in the Family, which was terrifying enough right there. But I got to tell you, Tom, when I was sitting at that Christmas table and Archie Bunker looks across the table at me when he finds out that I'm a draft dodger from the U.S. of A., and he looks at you, the actor Carol O'Connor and the character Archie Bunker, with hate in his eyes, you really just wanted to die.
Let's listen to that.
You could feel it.
I got a clip here I'm going to play.
Together, you know.
So long ago, I thought you said you were from Canada.
No, sir, I said I was living in Canada.
Oh, you're living up there. Hey, whatever brought you up to Canada, anyhow?
What's wrong with living in Canada?
What's wrong with me asking him a question without getting an answer from one of you, sir?
Well, I just don't like you giving
Mike,
him...
please. It's like what Mike said, Mr. Bunker. I'm just an American who prefers living in Canada.
Oh, I did. See, I got an answer from him. Fine, prefers living in Canada. The next question is, what the hell you got in Canada you ain't got here? Pass the yaps, huh?
Oh, here, Daddy.
Huh? What's the answer?
Freedom.
Did you say freedom?
Yes, sir. Freedom.
Oh, come on, will you? You got more freedom in the U.S. of A than you got any place else in the world. This is the land of the fiends. Never hear of that?
Mr. Bunker, for some of us, America is not free.
Well, I think it's pretty free for everybody in this room and around this here.
And there you are. I don't have the point where...
The moment right after that is when I tell him I'm a draft dodger. And boy, when Carol O'Connor looks at you as Archie Bunker, you feel it to the bottom of your feet.
I mean, when you're in that room and you're in that set, was he in character at all times? I mean, did he? Because his voice in real life is not the Archie Bunker voice, and he was
no, not at all.
And when you're doing, especially when he gets up and he, Mike tells him the war is wrong, and Archie gets up and starts screaming. You were right there. Now, you must have felt something, at least the ground shaking, when he started doing that dialogue.
Archie Carol O'Connor was an incredible actor. I mean, he was just amazing. When the two of them were yelling across me, and I'm standing in the middle. It's just that Carol O'Connor grabbed that character so strongly that you couldn't separate it when you were on the set and you were doing it. Off set, he was fine. I mean, he didn't have to get into character. You have to understand that these people live these parts 5 days a week for 9 years. So he doesn't have to really prepare too much to get into Archie Bunker. He knows who that guy is as well as Edith Bunker. Knows who she is. I mean, they're really they were very, very amazing, and it was quite an experience, especially for a first television show.
Did you think that this particular show was going to become an Emmy winning show, and also so iconic, because every Christmas this does get, at least when this was aired locally, even on TV Land, this one gets played every holiday.
According to Paul Bogart and also to Norman Lear, who I still talk to occasionally today, this show got more mail written in crayons, that's the way Norman put it, than any other episode they ever did. I mean, people went crazy when this thing aired. I was just trying to get through the week alive.
That's great. Rennie, I wish we had more time to talk about this, because this is a great episode. You also were in one of my other favorite shows, Soap, as the social worker for Jody Dallas, and someday we'll have to talk about that too.
That's fine. Anytime. Give me a half hour. I'll tell you all sorts of stories.
We will do it. Rennie Temple, actor from All in the Family in the Draft Dodger episode. You can find it on YouTube or on Amazon.com. This is Flashback Twin Cities. I am Tom Osmond on KLBB Radio Club 1220.